Luke, a great day for you and for Cockhill Celtic. Nice to get a couple of goals.
Oh, definitely. We learned from last year playing Buncrana. That's where we slipped up. That's where we knew. Well, we slipped up against Alia too, but we knew that we had to go out and win this game if we want to win the league.
So, early stages, chances at both ends, a couple of half chances, but getting that first goal, getting your noses in front, and a fine strike.
I just put it on target, just went over them, and after that, we started playing a bit of football. Like they had chances, but they just couldn't put them on target, it seemed, today, anyways.
And getting the second goal just on the stroke of half time, I mean, it put you in a great position at the break.
Yeah, kind of knocked them a wee bit, anyways. I'd say kind of changed their half time team talk. I'd say it would have been a lot different if it was 1-0. Yeah. It would have been a tighter second half, too. It kind of just, the game kind of died out a wee bit there near the end. Like.
And coming out the second half, you know, you're expecting them to really take it at you, but they didn't create a lot in that second half, and the third goal really killed it.
Yeah, they had their chances, all came around sort of 20 minutes in, I think just after, before I scored and just after, and then after that they didn't really create nothing. Like, credit to our defence, like, there's that back four is one of the best amateur in the country, has to be.
So 7 wins on the trot, great start to the league. The third goal, some really nice build up to it.
Oh, definitely. Look, we're doing it in training. That's kind of what we're practicing. We're doing our runs. We're doing our movement around the box. We knew last year we couldn't score. That's just what happened to us, in my opinion, anyways. We couldn't score. We've worked on it hard, so it's paying off now, the hard work.
And it's an old cliche about having strength and depth and experience, but that was a case in point today. Corey coming off the bench and getting the fourth.
Oh, definitely. It's great to have Corey back. Like, he was out injured there for a long time, really, and just wasn't fully committed to it, but he's back now, and he's definitely someone that you want in your team anyways.
So look, early days yet, but you're in a commanding position. That, you know, it's up to you to just keep going.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I'd be lying if I said it didn't hurt last year being in Castle Park and slipping up again for them to win the league in front of us. Like, that did definitely hurt, and want to put it right this year and go unbeaten if we can.